Lena, a question to you. How many bridges do you think do we have in Vienna? A number?
Two.
Other numbers? Okay. I tell it afterwards, so you so you have to stay if you want the answer. This picture also was the symbol for us when we made a study about open source software on the PC workstations in the city of Vienna. We wanted to show with the bridge that we build a bridge between two worlds, the world of our proprietary software we have and the new world of the open source software. And so this picture we have on all our folders and CDs we brought, and we invite you to take the folders and everything we brought with us, because we don't want to take it and home again. Vienna is different. Vienna is different is Vienna's marketing slogan. And Vienna goes a different way with open source software. So Ms. Dampcher and I want to tell you about the way we're introducing open source software on the PC workstations in the municipality of Vienna. We're going to speak about Linux, maybe you heard about Linux, and openoffice.org for the city, and our experiences, especially concerning the introduction of openoffice.org. So first, I want to introduce me. I'm Brigitte Lutz. I work for the IT department of the city of Vienna, and I'm responsible for the open source software introduction on the PC workstations of the city of Vienna. And here's Ms. Dampcher.
Hello and good morning. My name is Patrick Amcher. I'm from the municipality of the city of Vienna too. And I'm responsible for the open office rollout, and afterwards I will tell you something.
So as we both mentioned, we are working in the IT department of the city of Vienna. This department is the internal IT provider for the city of Vienna. Our 450 employees are consultants, technicians, and developers, and we support 150 departments of the city of Vienna with 35,000 employees, 18,000 PC workstations in the city of Vienna. When we started last year to think about open source software on our PC clients, there was a number of 16,000 PC workstations, so it's still increasing. Our standard last year was Microsoft Windows 2000 open source software since 2001. I can remember myself, I tested the first versions of Star Office and Open Office in 2000 and 2001. But in a further situation, we had no reason to change to open source software. And it was quite not good enough for 18,000 PC workstations to make a rollout. The really reason was after Munich published the way towards open source software, the city of Vienna decided to set up a feasibility study, and sure it too was politically forced last year. We possess rich experience in open source software on our servers. We have open source software in the server sector since 1989, and now we run 200 servers with open source software on it. So it was quite a time to, when we monitor the development in the client sector, we found last year that now the operating system, we meant Linux, and the office suite, we meant openoffice.org, are quite good enough now for us. If you're interested about our study, we have some studies for you, and you will find it, this is the short version, you will find the study also in the internet, and we give the link also to you afterwards. The recommendation of the study was the so-called smooth introduction of openoffice.org and Linux. That means no forced migration project, but the voluntary introduction in cooperation with our customers. So after the study last year, in September, October 2004, we set up a team supported by our customers, and we developed and customized our two new products, Vinux and OpenOffice.org. Mr. Amcher will tell you something about OpenOffice.org, but I want to introduce you Vinux with some facts. Vinux, as the name says, comes from Wien, Vienna, and Linux. It is based on Linux Debian. So we developed a nice government desktop, which fits totally into our environment. We have some add-ons, like an internet firewall or an image scanning support. We have the authentication for our users to Active Directory with OpenLDAP. We have some driver software for all our printers and peripherals we use. And on the other side, we did something for our customers, not so nice, but we removed programs and tools they don't need in their daily work. For example, we have no games on our desktops. The browser we use is Mozilla Firefox, and email services we provide with Outlook Web Access. Vinux also includes an access to SAP and a variety of other additional software we need on our workstations. While we are here now, our colleagues in Vienna are working on a download for you, for everybody, and maybe in the next weeks you can look if you're interested for Linux and download it for your PC. But it's not for private users, I say. It's a desktop for governments, for bigger organizations. So that's not all we are doing. We see big two challenges with the introduction of open source software in Vienna. First, we think open source software is good, no question. But simply, it is unknown, or so young, we often hear. It suffers from the fate that it's a later born software than Microsoft Office, for example. And the second challenge for us is the coexistence of both worlds. We mean open source software and Microsoft in the city of Vienna. Now we know that we will have a longer period to maintain all kinds of combinations on our PC workstations. So with these challenges in the background, we wanted to increase the acceptance of open source software with a range of supporting measures. To give information is the one side, to get information is the other side. So we founded a user group. Now the user group with our customers has grown up to 40 people. We meet this internal user group, they give us back their experience from the introduction or from the test with open source software in the departments. We do keep a wish list and a bug list that is filled out from our customers, so we have a feedback what we can make better in the next version, for example in Linux. Our own job as IT department is to become platform independent. So we develop more and more web-based applications, and we have to migrate our old applications. We have a number of 1,000 applications around in the city of Vienna. And so since two or three years, we demand web-based clients as product requirements in our calls for tenders. But what we observe is that the time works for us. Many vendors, we have here one from Fabersoft, we have their workflow and file management system, will be available in new versions, and they will support Linux and OpenOffice from themselves. So the applications, if this is an application we have on 5,000 of our PCs workstations running, so when the number of applications is increasing, which support Linux or OpenOffice, the potential OSS workstations will increase from themselves. We do a lot of marketing and information for our customers. We had information days for our end users, for the IT managers of our departments, and for the management. And you see we have a lot of folders. And we fill our internal magazines and the intranet, where we are collecting a lot of tips and tricks for our customers, and we give consulting to our customers via the intranet. Another point. Which experience do you have with private users, your family and your friends? Do they know open source software? Do they use it? Maybe while you're here. But what I know, for example, from my children, they have PCs at school, then they use them. They have school books, but they only know Excel and WinWord. If my children wouldn't have me at home, they wouldn't know that there are alternative products like a Firefox or OpenOffice.org. Or if somebody buys a PC, in 90% he will buy it with Windows 6P on it. So we make the experience that our customers, our users, use the products at home, but also more Microsoft products than other products. In the Microsoft world, it was good for us because we don't need to make too much trainings with our customers, but only, as I said, with the Microsoft product. So we wanted to minimize the fear of contact for our customers. In the same way, we offer them openoffice.org for their private use. So we have CDs for them and they can have it from our IT department for the private use in Windows. And we have Knoppix CDs to get the knowing and the look and feel of Linux. So we hope that our customers will get to know alternative products in this way. And we think we can motivate them, and we can motivate the staff members to use OpenOffice and Linux also in their job. And we think that we minimize the education costs in this way. So we are confident that we succeed in our way, and we think that we will have some 100 Linux desktops in the next year and thousands of OpenOffice.org installations, which makes, I hope, you happy and us happy. So I hand over to Ms. Damcher, and he will exemplify for you the way to establish OpenOffice.org with our standard PC workstations.
Okay. Hello and good morning once again. I would like to tell you something about our OpenOffice rollout. So as you can already see, we have four varieties of standard PC workstations for our customers to choose from. We call it this first the classic way. This is Microsoft Windows plus Microsoft Office 2000. That was until July of 2005, the standard PC workstation. Since this moment, we have three new types. This is, on the one side, the safe side. It's Microsoft Windows plus Microsoft Office plus OpenOffice, of course. The modern way is Microsoft Windows once again and OpenOffice. And the progressive way is Linux and OpenOffice, so no Microsoft Office anymore. Since September 2005, we started our rollout tour. This means that we go to our departments and explain them the open source strategy. So we plan to finish this rollout tour until June of 2006. And at this moment, everybody or every PC should OpenOffice be installed. Of course, therefore, it is necessary that we can convince our customers to install OpenOffice. As IT department, we would be able to force everybody to install it. But I think this is the keynote to say, okay, there's no force. If you want, use OpenOffice or Linux, of course. Okay. In the 3 weeks or 4 weeks that we make this rollout tour, we have already 1,400 installations. And I think this is really a good number. And the number of installations is, of course, growing day by day. Our service. We know that most of our users are a little bit afraid to use OpenOffice or open source software because they don't know about it. So we saw it as our job to introduce us and to organize trainings in cooperation with our internal schooling department. These trainings we realized as e-learning programs that every user can do from his PC workstation while he's doing his work. and to meet Vienna's special requirements to open source software, we customized OpenOffice. So this first step, we deactivated base, so there's no desktop database anymore. The second, we fitted the installation. So when somebody installs OpenOffice, he automatically gets an OpenOffice icon on his desktop. As next, we want to realize a format switch, so every user can choose the program to open up Microsoft Office. So he clicks the button and says, okay, I want to open the document with Microsoft Office or with OpenOffice. And yeah, what about macros? I think macros is a very important thing, and the city of Vienna always said, okay, you can use macros, but we don't support any macros. So if you have problems with them, okay, I'm sorry. And of course, for license costs, there's nothing. So there are no license costs, but Microsoft Office, they pay. And once again, there's no force. What is the story of our success? Of course, the good functionality. And therefore, I want to say thank you to all of you, and of course, thank you to Sun Microsystems. As we know from the feedback from our customers, I think the key feature is the PDF generator. Do you understand me? Okay. It's the PDF generator, because this is a function that's not available in Microsoft Office and it really works fantastic. The next advantage is that you can install OpenOffice parallel to Microsoft Office. So we have the possibility to take users' their readiness and to say, okay, install it and it won't happen anything and you can try it. If you're not happy with it, okay, then it's there, but nothing matters. And the last big advantage we have is the pressure from the European Union to use the OSIS documents. Okay, that was the presentation of us. I hope it was informatically and understandable. Yeah, and please don't hesitate to contact us or ask any questions, take some information material. Okay.
So. The answer to the question, we have 600 bridges in Vienna, but there are also smaller bridges, about the smaller rivers in Vienna. We only have one big river, the River Danube, and I think there are six free bridges, big bridges, but I think 600 are true. So if you have any questions for us. Do you want?
Do you have any professional systems which has to be integrated to OpenOffice or Microsoft Office? For instance, archive system, processing system, financial system.
We have a lot of systems, as I told, 1,000 applications, and it's a slow way to migrate them. We have an own development department, so we have developers who change now the dependence from Microsoft Office to OpenOffice. This is one way. Or like the vendors who do it for us. But we know that's a slow way. In the study, we had a number of 7,500 PCs where it was possible to deinstall Microsoft Office. The other PCs, over 8,000, have a dependence to Microsoft Office, we know. And so we know that we had the double way for a longer period.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, you said you won't force users, so which is very honorable. So when would that stop? So basically, the license terms of Microsoft, I think someday they end even in Vienna. So you got to decide that again, if you force people then or not?
So we want to make a rollout of OpenOffice till next year, and we planned to make a new evaluation in 2006 and latest point is 2007, because in the city of Vienna we make a turn of versions every 4 to 5 years, software and also of hardware. And so 2006 or 2007, we make an evaluation how to change our Microsoft Office version, and then we know how many installations of OpenOffice do we have and how many day installations we have, and then we will think over how many licenses we have to buy for Microsoft Office then. So then there could be a new application that we say, okay, now we force the migration project. And then the time works for us. Then we have applications which can work better together with OpenOffice. This helps us.
Okay, thanks.
And maybe then the migration project will really start. And then we force the people to deinstall Microsoft Office.
Okay, thanks.
How many of your customers are users of Microsoft Access?
Oh, do you know a number of installations?
Some thousands. I don't know the exact number, but there are some thousands.
So is there any solution for them?
Yeah, we want to use MySQL, a server-based database, and that's the reason why we deactivated Base, so we don't want to use anymore any desktop database. It's our target to get a central place, central servers to use database.
Okay, but you need any front end on the client? And especially in Microsoft Access, the front end consists of a tremendous amount of macro programming. So, what's the solution of it?
We look for PHP and some alternate products because we know that the problem of access.
But this means that your customers
have to migrate themselves.
They won't be able to do it for themselves.
For themselves, yeah. It's their own interest, we know, because the applications grew by themselves. And we often have the problem that somebody in any department has developed an application.
Yes.
He goes away, he goes, he's too old now, das heißt Pension. And nobody knows anything about these applications. So many of our departments come to us and want to change. So we don't have the real problem. We have a problem with Microsoft Access. And those who want to run these applications, they have to stay Microsoft Access. But many want to change by themselves to central-based databases.
I think a big reason is that people really know now that it's a problem to have an Access 95 database and use it with Access 2000. So they know there is really a problem and they try to migrate to MySQL or something else to any other database.
What desktop environment does Linux use?
KDE.
Can you speak about Fathersoft? You mentioned they are providing support for your OpenOffice and your Linux.
Yeah.
And also adding workflow. Are they also concerned with the interoperability between your Microsoft Office users and your OpenOffice users?
Yeah. We have to look for the interoperability. But what's primary matter for us is that we can now use OpenOffice.org on every PC workstation, and what is we don't mention with the document formats, what is very important for us are the final formats now as PDF, and especially in the workflow system, it's more important to get final formats. So it's not so important if there is Microsoft Office or OpenOffice to work on a document. For us is the point of the final format like PDF, and this we also have now in this workflow system because we think to the never ending to the end of archive these documents, and so we use PDF there.
In terms of the dynamic nature of the documents though, is there a preference for the OASIS open document file format over
yes.
Microsoft XML?
Yes. We have a recommendation for our users to use the open file format, and when we now come into our department, we often have the problems of to migrate Microsoft Office documents to OpenOffice documents, and often we say start with a new document in an open document format, and then you will not have the problems with the migration. What we often do is to make formulas which are used in two versions, one Microsoft Office format and one OpenOffice format, and the people can use both of them. So they say use the new formats. There's a recommendation of the city of Vienna how to speak with our citizens, and we took the Oasis formats now to the official formats, how we could speak with our citizens and how could they speak with us.
I think it's necessary to say that we made some really interesting experience. So as I told you, the last 3 weeks I make this rollout tour, and of course I speak a lot with people, users, and I was afraid that they say, why should we migrate our documents from Microsoft Office to OpenOffice? But they're really willing, and they say, okay, that doesn't matter, because at Microsoft Office we have this problem too. Every 4 or 5 years, at every new version, we must migrate old documents to the new version. So it doesn't matter if we migrate from Microsoft Office to Microsoft Office or from Microsoft Office to OpenOffice. It's really no problem. I was really surprised.
You are interacting with your employees. What about the citizens? I mean, is there any plan to involve the citizens
in this project?
Yes, because if they interact, they must use some product or other, or they are afraid of.
I think it's today that we publish Linux on the web, so you can download it. Mm-hmm. And in the end, OpenOffice is still the standard product.
Yeah.
It's created on build 1.9.112, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Yeah.
But for citizens, we don't do so much. We only had just one information in a newspaper that goes in every household. Mm-hmm. And there's a little annunciation of Linux and OpenOffice.org. Maybe this will make something, but what we know from our customers, that many citizens use OpenOffice. They get OpenOffice documents per email. So I think it will increase by itself.
Thank you.
And maybe if the city of Vienna is prominent, it helps too.
From the point of view of your users, the main problem with the migration from Microsoft is to Microsoft. If there exists some problem with the migration.
There are sure problems with the document filters, you know. We have to make them understand that there is a difference if they use another word processing system to work on the same document. And this is the greatest problem. So say then, if you use a complex document with everything that the word processing system, then you use Microsoft Office for this document. But if you start new, then use OpenOffice. And there are sure little problems with formats and description.
I'm working in university.
Yeah?
And the main problem in my university is that compatibility from two file documents. Because our secretary used OpenOffice .org, but some documents don't look the same on MS Office and OpenOffice .org. And sometimes the format is very important in documents.
Okay. In an official government, sure.
Yes.
And so we say use PDF for the final format, and we, as I mentioned, we have in our document workflow system now the PDF, because this is the only thing, the only format that it looks like I had it on the printer before. So it is a slow way. We have to bring it into the mind of the people that there are different formats and that they have to think over before they start with a new document what I want to do in the future with this document. I have to, if I have to work together with somebody who uses Microsoft Office, then you have to use Microsoft Office. But I think that's easier for us in 1 year when we have Open Office on every PC workstation, then we can recommend, okay, now use Open Office, and everybody has the same look and feel.
Okay. Can I just add something to that? So I work for Sun, just to mention that. We do a lot of migrations on huge customers, and the issues like a secretary has a problem with their old template or something, that these businesses normally solve the problem by creating the template new. Mm-hmm. So it's normally, that's the right approach to do it. They have a certain set, very often you reduce certain issues with the document formatting to a template which mm-hmm. they are based on. You just change the template, if you do it professionally, I mean in a big yeah. in a big deployment, you just change the template in a way that you don't have this one issue mm-hmm. in document and then you're gone. So normally, and what you said at the beginning, sometimes documents look a little different. Mm-hmm. Very often that's not business crucial for anything. Of course, if a table or something is wrong and it's a template, you need to do that. But if you professionally migrate, you have to do things like that, but then it's gone, then that problem basically is gone. So that's something I would recommend.
And so that's also our service, because we know that there are old templates from Microsoft Office version 1. And so, sure, they don't look good if they are migrated to Open Office or if they are converted to Microsoft Office, Open Office. So we help our users to build new templates without any failure, mistakes, problems. Yeah. And so they start new, and this is sure one of the points we do for our users.
I would say in this program you said, you can also see a very good chance because, as I said, users are willing to use OpenOffice. So we can tell them, okay, make this document new and save it as .odt. And they really do it. I'm really surprised. And really, yeah. But because some users of us are, I don't know the word, they want to use always the same product. And every change is very difficult, and so I was really surprised that they say, okay, let's take the next program, that's OpenOffice, we write it as new document, and that's it. That's really a chance. Of course, there are really problems. But see this chance, and I'm sure your customers will do the same.
Could you please remove that Microsoft?
As I said, we had to come with a Linux PC next time.
One more question, sorry. Yes. I assume that you installed the OpenOffice 1.15 concerning that you installed it now, right? Am I right? A 1.15 version.
No. We're starting with 1.9,
built 112.
We didn't start with version 1 because we wanted to wait for
the new
features and the new document format. We didn't start with the version 1.
We made the decision in the second quarter because we promised our users to support OpenOffice in the second quarter, so we had to make a decision. And in the second quarter, I think it was 1.14 with the old documents, when I'm not correct.
Yes.
And it was really important for us to use the new documents because else we would have three document types. And I think that's no advantage.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay then. I think we have to say thank you.